All right, folks, congratulations for getting this audio, and because I'm going to share with you how to survive and thrive when the economy hits the wall. Now, you know, and just to share with you, you know, from that, you know, before we get going to that, I'm going to share with you 11 tactics and strategies to help you build a bulletproof your business, which will grow now and in the coming recession. I'm going to go over those here in a minute. Before we do, some of you guys probably, you know, maybe now your first time you're ever hearing my voice, maybe you've heard my voice before, maybe you know, maybe you don't, but I don't want to make any assumptions that you know who I am. So let me kind of just knock this out, just so for those of you that do know me, because I have been around for like, what, over 16 years. My name is Matt Basak in the internet marketing world, and I've been in here for over 16 years. And in case you don't know it, know who I am, for years I've been a trainer and secret weapon behind many gurus after gurus. In fact, you know, some of my past clients and customers include the godfather of internet marketing, Mark Joyner, you know, Bill Glazer when he owned Dan Kennedy's company, Russell Brunson, the CEO of .com Secrets, and the popular and well-known marketer Ryan Dice. I got my formula, and I was using it actually today. Really using it a lot, really big today than when he was using it. And you know, but you might have came across some of my past employees, which include now success renegade Devon Brown, now the world's premier sales strategist Kevin Nations, and you know Jason Parker, who made a lot of money online and then you know retired from it. And as a matter of fact, you know, it was funny. I was at an event reading a recent event that I was at. I was asked, you know, who my mentor was, and one of the attendees walked up beside me and literally said that knew me. He responded, you know, you should be asking, you know, who he's mentored. And I kind of just looked at him and laughed, and I'm like, well, that's kind of funny. And I pointed over at they had this whole like wall of all these people. I said, and I started, I was like, yeah, all except for three of those people, you know, are people that I've worked with. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything. I'm just gonna say that I've been around for a long time. All right, that's really what it's all about. So, you know, I really have, and it's been amazing ride. You know, I've helped over half a million, literally over half a million people unlock the secrets of making money online. You know, and I have people that come in, spend the day with me. I have people, I have a mastermind, an absolutely amazing mastermind called the Profit Coalition. And I'm just very, very grateful for all the things and what the internet has brought to me. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to kind of just share with you before we get diving into these things is, you know, really, why did I put this whole thing together? And why am I doing this for, you know, practically peanuts? And, you know, the reason is because, you know, I have been very blessed over the years. I mean, you know, let me just say it that way. And, you know, not just blessed, but I'm just very grateful for everything. And, you know, when you get down to the brass tacks of everything, you know, I just want to make sure the industry, the IM, the internet marketing industry, the information marketing industry, business owners, entrepreneurs, don't see the same crash and burn that happened during 2008, the real estate bubble. And, I want to make sure that people like, you know, like one of my clients, Temper, who is 17 years old, that I mentor, that, you know, is almost doing $50,000 a month on the internet right now. I mean, seriously, you know, he was just mad at himself because he wasn't making $100,000 a month, which you'll get there, you know. He's only 17, you know, and it's absolutely amazing. I was teaching about the spirit of giving, you know, giving you shall receive, just not too long ago on one of the last calls, you know. But the fact is, and folks like Steve, who literally, we started working together for over a year. The first time I first started meeting him, he was doing $500,000 a month. The next time we got together, he was doing a month, and then next time we got together, we went over some strategies, and he started doing $500,000 a month. Next time we got together, you know, he started implementing some more strategies, and you know, he was doing $1 million a month, and after that, he was doing, you know, over $3 million a month. And so it's absolutely amazing. And like Mike, who, you know, used my techniques and you know, went from broke into $1.9 million a year in income. So, you know, I just want to make sure for these folks and all IMers and you, including you, and people, you know, entrepreneurs can continue to make more and more money in 2016 and beyond. And, you know, and so that we, you know, and when we come out the other side of this thing, you know, everybody will have the whole opportunity to make as much as they want to make. So that's why I put this whole thing together. So with your permission, we're going to go in and we're going to start talking about this. And this brand new recording, you know, how to survive and how to thrive when the economy hits the wall. Like I said, we're going to go over 11 different tactics and strategies that will help you build bulletproof your business and to grow right now and in the coming recession. So with that being said, let's go talk about them. I think the number one most important, first of all, let me be clear, okay? I do talk pretty fast. You could probably slow this down, but I do talk fast. Why? Because I'm excited about sharing with you. Why am I excited? Because as somebody that's been through this before, somebody that's made lots of money, the last one, like, you know, if you combine my companies together, we did over $20 million, you know, the year that's kind of coming up. So I'm really excited because I see huge opportunity. Dollar signs are flashing in my eyes, and I'm really excited. And so I hope you're excited about this too. You know, despite despite, you know, what everything's happened there. And here's why I say this, because you're going to become a stoic soldier. You know, you got to become a stoic soldier, and don't complain. You know, get rid of the naysayers, get rid of the, you know, the negative people, and really, you know, just get ready to build immune, be tough, you know, and build immune to emotions of weakness. You know, and you know, because I will tell you that you're going to find that. And just be clear, when some people around you are like, oh man, you know, oh my God, this is going on, employment, this, that. You know, when you hear that, say, oh, opportunity, dollar signs, that should be sounds of bells ringing in your ears of opportunity coming everywhere. You know, if you think from that perspective, what you're going to discover is that you're going to win in the end. Because we got to win before we begin. And the way to win before we begin is pay close attention to the things I'm going to share with you. But the thing is, you got to be a stoic soldier. You don't complain. You know, get away from the naysayers. Get away from the negative people. You know, but if you do get around them, just smile. Keep on moving forward. Give them a hug because they need one. Because you're going to keep on continuously, you know, making things happen from there. So just do that. Number one, that thing is the most important thing, is just getting that right. Realize, you know, whatever comes your way, you're going to knock it down. You're going to keep on going forward, and no matter what. Because, you know, the big thing, what's happening is, you know, your competition is going to be cutting their budgets. You know, your competition is going to be, you know, let them do it. Let them do it. Because when that happens, there's an opportunity. And when I'm telling you that, it's because that's number two, is you got to outspend your competition. Now, I'm saying spend, it's really out-invest, okay? But I'm going to say spend. You know, we're going to use that word. I hate that word, but we're going to use that word because, you know, really, you know, out-invest your competition to bulletproof your business, you know, to realize that marketing is your armor, you know? And, you know, just really think about marketing your armor. And, you know, and you should be conservative and stay away from flashy spending. What I'm talking about, when I say conservative and spending, flashy spending is like, look, if it has nothing to do with your core business, if it has nothing to do with your business, don't go, you know, chase after crap that's out there, these shiny objects people are putting out there, because they're going to look good. Especially in this is when people are going to start thriving, you know, that are selling the, you know, the golden turds out there. Don't chase golden turds. What you want to do is you want to look at your business and say, here's my core business. And if it has nothing to do with my core business, if it has nothing to do to rise my company up, to be able to get through this, that I can singly focus, make things happen, then it has nothing to do with us. You know, and really, you know, get away from that flashy spending. But you will soon see in my, you know, in my notes in Joe's presentation, I think it's the third paragraph. You know, his quote is this: if you want to be a success, then learn the rules and follow them one by one. If you want to be super successful, then break them one by one. You know, and the rule is, you know, to save money. But there is, you know, to be super successful, you got to spend money, but in the right focused areas. And we know and you guys already proved it. We know that's education. We know that's marketing. You know, the key that's going to, you know, the one that outmarkets the other guy is going to win in this game. You know, that's one of the great things about it. You know, and that's key. And you have to be out, you know, you have to outmarket your competition. And, you know, while others are in a hole and they stop trying and they're crying and they're whining and they're bitching and they're moaning and they're, you know, whatever, you got to step up to the plate and you got to knock it out of the park. You know, I mean, literally, you know, step up to the plate, knock it out of the park. I mean, you know, it's like get ready, you know, and get ready for that moment. Embrace the moment. You know, and that's really important to think from there. So that's number two. So number one, I got a lot more stuff this year. But number one, I just want to get kind of in your head first, right? So one, number one is be a stoic soldier. Number two is really, you know, outspend your competition or out, you know, invest your competition. But really, really what we're talking about here is spend your money in the right focused areas, which means education and marketing. Now we kind of talked about this a little bit, kind of hitting on this again. Number three, which I wrote down for you guys, is, you know, spend smart, is invest smart, you know, focus on profitable education. I'm talking about profitable education. You know, I mean, here's the big thing. We are not, one of the keys to business, which you'll find, is one of the keys to business is it's not revenues. I learned that the hard way. You know, I used to have hundreds of employees. I had over 100 and something employees at one location. I had 46 at another. I had about 6 at the other. And I'll tell you, employees do not equal profits. You know, yeah, you might make a lot of, and we were talking about this the other day at my office, and, you know, I was like, yeah, man, you should see our old phone bill. Oh my gosh! I mean, we were paying over $250,000 a month just to keep the company open. And I was just like, you know, one of the companies said, you know, the funny thing is we're a hell of a lot more profitable than we are today than we ever were. And that's one of the big things that you got to think about is how can you position yourself to be profitable so you can be one of those moving ships. You know, you don't want to be a, you know, and I've seen it. Believe me, I built companies like this where in the past where you build a freaking cruise boat that you can't move and it's going really slow. You know, and because when the storm when there's storms brewing, you know, you got to make that choice. You've got to, you know, you're the captain of the ship. You're a captain of your company, and you've got to make the decision. Hey, are we going to go through this? You know, or what are we going to, you know, try to get around it? Well, unfortunately, what's coming up, we don't have time to get around it. You know, and you know, that's what we don't have time to do that at all. So we've got to go straight through it, and utilizing the things that I talk about are going to allow you to do that. Now. And now with that being said, you know, that's a really important thing, you know, to really think about. Now, you know, with that being said from here, so that's number three, you know, focus on profit education, profitable education. Things are going to make you even more profitable than you are right now. You know, don't look at, you know, the big thing is you've got to, you know, business about profits, you know, unless revenues, unless you've got to like get some numbers because you're taking your company public because you need to look, you know, because that's what they're looking at. Or, you know, maybe you got some investors looking at that. You build to the outcome you're looking for, whatever your exit strategy is for your company. But many of you guys that are listening right now, I know for a fact, you know, you're not looking, you don't really have an exit. This is your exit. You know, this is a business you built to leave your job. This is the business you built so that you don't have to go back to a job. You don't have to work a job. So that, you know, so they're there for, so that doesn't happen. You want to make sure that you focus on profitable things, you know, and you want to ask yourself this question: what is the wise thing for me to do right now? You know, what is the wise thing to do right now? Now, I know you can get stuck and you can get caught up in all this crap. You know, we got emails flying at us every single day. We got Facebook flying at us. We got, I mean, all these different social media things in our way that are stealing our time away, you know, but, you know, I mean, now if you're getting on there to market and advertise, I totally get it, because that's one thing you're going to find when we talk about this is that more and more marketers, you know, are starting to, you know, getting away from TV, getting away from radio, and they're starting moving online. But not only starting moving online, but they're also starting, you're starting to see a big trend coming in that direction, but they're starting to move to direct mail. You know, I mean, literally starting to move to direct mail to start making things happen from there, you know, and, you know, because that's what's really happens, because what ends up really happening is, you know, that a lot of the big, large firms are starting to cut their budgets, you know, and the great thing is it puts us in a position for people like us. While they're doing that, we can take over. You know, it gives, like I said, it gives us that opportunity to take over, because while they're doing that, you know, as long as we don't change, or as long as we invest more, even if we don't change, wild spend, you know, we'll be better off. But the big thing is we want to make sure, because while they're cutting it, you know, they're usually, you know, allows us to make more, you know, make more things happen. You know, the no change, you know, I'll just tell you, and that's one thing to think about, you know, spend more of your media dollars and have less on overhead. That's really the most important thing to think about. You know, spend more of your marketing, you know, spend more marketing dollars and less on overhead and expenses like that. So, I mean, you know, because you want to look at every time you look, this is an important thing to think about. When I talk about buying, you know, media, or when I talk about advertising, when I talk about you know, marketing online, or when I talk about anything, whether it's offline too, I do a lot of offline stuff too. But when I'm talking about that, you know, what I'm really, really talking about is, because a lot of times, especially online, we get data really quick. We're not really spending money. We're investing money to get data. You know, if you come in with that perspective and you can actually analyze things like that, you're going to do really, 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 really well, and you'll be more profitable down the road, because you'll be able to take that data and you'll be able to make more and more things happen. Because, you know, the big problems are, you know, is that, you know, you don't want to be the opposite. You don't want to start being cautiously, you know, grow your thing, because if you do that, then other people like us, the more aggressive ones, says, you know what, I'm going to take what Matt just said and I'm going to actually start running with it. We're going to you know, pulverize you in a sense. You know, so you want to make sure that you increase things, because, you know, the thing is, you want to go out with a big bang. You want to come in and really make things happen, because, you know, more and more too, what you're starting to see is more and more, and it's going to be even more present coming. But what happening is that more people are going to start returning to direct response marketing. You know, I know I have, you know, we're getting back on the phones more now than ever. We're doing those little things that really matter, which dives into the next thing that, I'm at number three, actually number five, it gets into number five, which we'll get into here in a second. So let me just go over this. Number one is, be a stoic soldier. Number two is outspend your competition. Number three is spend, invest smart, focus on profit. Number four is know the battlefield. And what I mean by that is know your numbers, because this actually plays into a lot of things we're talking about. Because, you know, what you don't track is what you don't have. Know your numbers. I am very big on knowing my numbers. And if you don't have a plan in place to track your numbers, look at your opt-ins, look at your conversion, look how many people are coming in, look at the lifetime value of your customer. If you're not paying attention to your opens and your average opens, your average clicks, if you're sending email, if you're not paying attention to your average EPCs, if you're not paying attention to, you know, to these numbers, if these numbers right now, the things that I'm telling you right now, don't even make sense to you, then you need to pay close attention to your numbers. Now, if you do pay attention to your numbers, then you want to get deeper in your numbers. You want to find an overall number, some overall numbers in your business, the ones that actually can dictate, you know, how things are going. Are things going really well? For example, you know, we actually pay closer attention in one of my offices, in different offices I have, we focus on different things. But, you know, for example, like in my mobile business, you know, we focus on earnings per download. How much money are we making per download? Because, you know, if we looked at the numbers for earnings per download, how much money we're making per download, then that tells us how much money we can advertise and we could spend. Or how long, you know, what's the lifetime value of a download? What's the lifetime value of a download of our game, you know, from there? Same kind of question. What's the lifetime value of somebody that's downloaded maybe one of your products or services online? You know, what's the lifetime value of them? You know, are they re-upping? That's one thing that I think is really important. You know, if you're looking at the percentage of people that re-up, you know, that maybe, like, for example, my mastermind, you know, I'll just give you, I'm using this as an example. Some of you guys probably saw it, called the Profit Collision. Well, I did my first year, right? So I did my first year in this. Well, actually, we're moving into the new year. But my first year, I'll tell you, I did a beta test pretty much. So I brought in a group of people. I brought them in there. And everybody that invested in the group, we had, there's an average of 12 people in the room. Now, 12 people part of the group. But here's the great thing about it. Here's what happened. The people that invested into the Profit Collision, what we found and we discovered is they've doubled within 1 year. They doubled or tripled the business. We had some people, like I was talking about Steve, that actually astronomically moved. You know, I mean, and Temper's in there, and Steve's in there. Astronomically moved. I mean, even Temper, when I first met him, now this was before he joined, he was doing $1,000 a month. Now he's doing almost $50,000 a month. He's 17. He's probably doing even more than that by the time you're listening, you know, because he's a very, very laser-focused, laser-targeted, you know, person. But he knows his numbers. And actually, I'll tell you that. And he's a good example. And both those guys are really good examples of saying that what I'm telling you is true, because they know the numbers. You know, they're split testing. They're looking at things. When they find something that works, they do it again. And here's one of the things that they do that has allowed them to be successful, and what they're doing that allow you to be even more successful when, you know, if the shit hits the fan. And here's the thing, is when something works, you do it again. Listen to me. This sounds you know, so, like, you know, intuitive, right? But it's funny, because people actually run from this. So when something works, you do it again. Not is it, we're internet marketers, especially internet marketers. When something works, they run to something else. You know, it's like what are you doing that for? Seriously, when something works, you do it again. You keep on doing it until it quits working. And then when it quits working, you say, what went right? What went wrong? How can I fix it? Don't. You know, when something works, you do it again. You do it again. You do it again. And that's really important, to come with that attitude and come in there and know your numbers, pay attention to your numbers, and when something doesn't work, then you say, okay, well, look at your numbers. You might be able to figure, if you track your numbers back, because, you know, could you make some changes, or is it, you know, is this a profitable decision? Is this something that we need to focus on? Because you want to say to yourself, you know, what's our, you know, based upon, I mean, considering you're doing everything good, you're from the right place, right? But, you know, what's the fast path to cash that we have right now? Is it going and chasing all these things? If we're following the numbers all the way back, is it really worth for me to advertise over here when the people that come from here, even though you're like, you enjoy playing around in that place, but, and you enjoy doing stuff or maybe making the ads or whatever the heck you're doing with it, you know, just because you enjoy it, is it the one that actually is bringing you in the most cash? Because you want to spend your time and energy and using, you know, it kind of like, you know, using the numbers as like a flashlight, you know, from there. Like, one of my students that's in there, his name is Daryl, and one of my Profit Collision members, his name is Daryl, and what he said, we were together one night. Actually, I went out to my land. We're working on putting one of my books together, back together. We're doing a 2.0 version of my book. And we were out there. He was in the Navy, and he played football for Navy for 4 years. And he, not only that, he went to the Naval Academy, went off and decided to join the Marines. He was frontline in the Marines, and, you know, and that's what he chose to do. And so so we were talking, and he's like, man, have you ever looked up at the stars? I'm like, with night vision goggles on? I'm like, no. You know, unfortunately, thankfully for you, I didn't have to go. And he talked about, I wasn't in the military. And I'm very grateful for any of you guys listening that are a part of it. Thank you very much. and I really truly appreciate your service. But we were sitting there talking. He's like, I said no. He goes, you know, you could see more stars, you know. And I was like, funny, you know. I was like, sometimes you got to put your night goggles on and your numbers and your business and look at it. You know, go in and look at your Facebook accounts, your advertising accounts, look at your, you know, other accounts that you've got going on, and really look at those things and say to yourself, you know, what is the, you know, what is, you know, what are the numbers? And not only that, but looking at the numbers that are actually leading back to getting you, putting money in your account. There's some things that you're doing right now that you could probably cut out really good, you know, really easily. And you want to look at those things and figure out things from there. So, you know, that's really important, and especially split testing. There's going to be some, you know, you the one thing, if you can start focusing more energy, whether it's you or finding somebody that can do that on all your marketing and advertising, split testing a little bit, especially right now, so you can have these solid, proven things that work, and you get them even working better, because split testing allows you to, you know, and I usually split test radical different variations, and I'm talking about radicals in a sense that, you know, we test something radically different, something that's, you know, maybe something that's pretty, so pretty that my mom, I'd love to go show my mom and my grandma, and somebody that might be so ugly that I'd never want to show my mom and grandma, something like that. And what we do find is, and what I discover is that you see radical, when you're split testing radicals, you get radically different variations change. When your radical investigations change, you usually make radically different amounts of money. So, for example, one may, you know, let's say we send 100 clicks, and one will actually bring me in $300, another one will bring me in, you know, $30. Well, you know, would I rather have, you know, if I multiply that by, now I sent 1,000 clicks, would I rather have $3,000 or $300? You know, if I can get 10,000 clicks to it, would I rather have $30,000 or would I rather have $3,000? Well, the answer is obvious, you know, when we're talking about this out loud. So you want to pay attention to your numbers in your business and looking at that, and if you can get into split testing, you know, it's really important to do, especially when you're honing and making things happen from there. So know the battlefield, which is number four. You know your numbers, split testing. Then split testing multiple things, paying close attention to your numbers, because business is about numbers. You know, and that's how you look at the scoreboard of business and know if you're winning or not. And so if you're paying attention, the numbers you focus on are the numbers that are going to increase. You know, and so don't focus on unsubscribes. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive things that can bring you in a positive cash flow, but not only that, bring in tons and tons of profits. All right. So that's number four. Number five is dig deep. Now this one's really important, folks, and I'm going to tell you that this is time is now to start digging as deep. You know, a lot of people always want to go wide in their business, and then that's fine. But if you've already got an established business now, if you're just starting off, this is understandable. But if you already have customers, or when you start getting customers, especially customers that you would love to be around forever, take care of your customers. You know, and start making your customers lifelong. Clients, you know, build loyalty. And what we do in our office, we create these love bombs. So we always like, hey, you know, how we call them love bombs, love taps. You know, I was like, hey, have we sent out any love taps lately? Have we called anybody? Have we done this? Have we done a little love tap? You know, have we sent out a love bomb? You know, and there's surprises in the mail. You know, we sent out this big bulky thing the other day to all the clients. You know, and I just saw somebody said we even made posters up, and we did all these, you know, things in there. I put some candies in there, and when they shook it, you know, made some noise. You know, lumpy mail kind of thing. You know, which, you know, gets into things, because you want to solidify, make stronger, strengthen the relationships. You can build loyalty, you know, with your thing. You know, create love bombs, you know, create love taps, picking up the phone, calling them, you know, out of the blue, do something out of the blue, you know, birthday cards, just, you know, get in there, because you want to be on top of their mind. Because what ends up happening is, you know, you don't want them to go off, you know, somewhere else. You know, the one little trick, you know, you could do is, you know, think about this. If you're talking to your customers, you know, if right now retargeting is big and hot, build a list of retargeting, you know, of people, you know, whether you've got their email addresses, load them up, and just do things, just nice things specifically to that target audience. And it has nothing to do with, and all it has to do with making your customers know you love them. Because here is the key to that, and it's really the key, and it sounds kind of quirky, and might be a little woo-ish, but the fact of the matter is, it's truth. Because if anybody asked me, what was the secret to growing a $20 million company, the answer to that is one thing, or $20 million companies, is one thing, is unconditional love. If you give your clients and customers unconditional love, they're going to give it back to you. So you want to do that. Over-deliver, you know, add as much value as you possibly can. Increase, you know, if you can, you know, if you're in a business-to-business relationship, you can do anything to increase their profits, you know, by going, you know, offering deeper and more comprehensive services. And you can actually increase your profits, but you can also increase their profits too, and the clients. That is an absolutely amazing thing. The more you can help your customers and your clients make money, the more valuable you're going to be to them, you know, and they're never going to forget you. The more you can make them feel good, you know, the more you can make them, you know, feel special, you know, the more you can make them them, you know, take care of them, and treat them like human beings and people. Imagine that, right? So then the more that they're going to do that. But dig deep, you know, from there. So that's number five. Number six is, you know, streamline the process. Now, what we talk about, and I tell everybody that's, you know, one of the things, and, you know, going back, let's go back into time. Somebody's like, well, you know, because I had three multimillion dollar companies, you add them all up, they actually equal up to $20 billion. And I said, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, listen, here's the deal. You know what we have and had in those and you don't have right now? And now I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to them. I was talking to somebody. And I said, what you don't have right now is this. I said, we all had a Rome. We all had a place for everybody to go. There was a place that everybody went to. And, you know, and that's a big thing, you know, for us to streamline the process, like make roads to Rome. Like Rome, when I say Rome, I mean like, you know, this one thing that they all go to. I was talking to my dad about this whole concept of Rome the other day, and my dad said to me, he goes, well, that's funny. My dad works for, it was in China, heading to China, and he's at this big railroad wheel manufacturer, and he said, well, when we figured out that we had our own Rome, and he totally got the concept. He said, you know, that's all we did is we focused on making railroad wheels and the best railroad wheels possibly can have, and now we're the largest railroad wheel manufacturer in the world. And I'm like, wow, you know, because my dad, you know, I'll just tell you, like, so, you know, it's funny, my dad's stock when he went with them was like, what, $20, now it's $2,000 or something a share. It's kind of crazy. Because, and he said, the biggest effect was that one concept right here, and I'm talking about, so this doesn't have anything to do with information businesses, doesn't have anything to do with anything like that, but it's really focusing on that Rome. But the thing is, make the roads to Rome easy for you to travel, you know, and here's the big thing I talk about is really working on, you know, you have to be efficient, you know, so that you don't spend, you know, so that you can spend more of your time, so that you can spend more of your time on marketing, so you can spend more of your time living and having fun, which allows you to think better and to be more creative and to simplify, you know, and enjoy yourself. Because, you know, you really want to focus on these three things when it comes to the streamlining the process. You know, and I actually probably add another one thing here, but really is one is or A, B, and C would be simplify. B would be automate. You know, find a system that will automatically allow you to send email follow-ups. So find, you know, whatever you find the task that you're doing right now in your business and your company, whatever you find that you're doing, you want to make sure that you know, if you're doing something in multiple times or people in your office are doing things in multiple times, and look, that shouldn't be done, you know, anymore. You know, you should really see if you can automate it as much as you possibly can, you know, especially when it's sending the same message over and over again, or especially when it's sending, you know, if you're using text or if you're using, you know, what you can do. Now, you know, of course, we talked about taking care of people and treating people like people, so you want to make sure that, you know, you don't have this like, hey, all we do is use the technology, but, you know, anything you can automate as much as possible that are like kind of these, you know, really crazy tasks that a monkey could do, well, give it to a monkey. You know, you can find people on Elance and all these other places that are out there right now, or give them, I'm not sure calling people monkeys, okay, but I am making that thing just to say that give it to somebody else that you know, so you could focus on the most important things, and that will let you have your creativity and to be able to enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. But, you know, automate things, you know, find things that make things work automatically. So automate. No, and C is delegate, you know, whether to an employee and outsourcer or both, you know, you could train and then hand off. Now, some people will say, oh, I don't want to do that because then I have to train them and then I have to do this. Now, this is the one thing that we all run into, a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. We say, well, if I bring in a new person, I'm going to have to teach them and it's going to take this long and everything else. Well, yes, that's true, and it will, and we know that, right? But you want to do it now before when the shit hits fan, right? Because if you do it now, then you've got the time in there, you got things going on, you've got somebody that you don't have the stress of making it happen. And plus, you're going to have to bring them, probably, if you're sitting there like, man, I really need to get somebody to do this, I really need to get somebody to do this, then get them to do it now so that you can train them now, they can make their mistakes now for when it really, really matters and when it'll really, really hurt even more, then you want to make sure that you have them in place, right? So you want to make sure that you do that. So it's really, really, really important for you to do. So that's really important there, which is streamlining the process. Now, number seven is don't panic. Now, you know, we talked about having your, you know, having your own, but you also want to have, you know, rely on your own battle plan. You know, and notice I said your battle plan, you know, not somebody else's. You want to stay on course. You know, basically that you establish for your business, you know, during the good months, and you just pay attention that we have. And, you know, and that means that you want to gather information and consult with experts, you know, and establish a plan if you don't already have one. And you also, and it also means you need to get with, you know, like-minded peers, you know, and peers, and I'm talking peers that don't panic, peers that have a plan that can be counted on to keep you accountable, you know, and I love, and I'll tell you, I mean, I was, you guys got the handout, well, the notes from Ted Nicholas. Well, Ted, you know, I will tell tell you with Ted, for example, you know, I was in his mastermind. I brought up, I believe somewhere in there, I brought up the guy named Dan Kennedy, and Glazer Kennedy, Inner Circle. I was actually there, I was in their titanium, platinum, whatever, you know, mastermind. And I will tell you, it is one of the best things you'd ever have in your back pocket, in your toolbox, is having a mastermind that you belong to. And these are people that are not like some free one. And I'm going to tell you, what you're going to find is free ones. What you put in is what you get out, right? I mean, and I really am serious. You know, we have found over the years, when it comes to, and I've talked to a lot of people, whether it's, you know, Ted, Nicholas, talked to Joe, talked to Joe Sugarman, talked to Bill Glazer, talked to a lot of these people. And what we've discovered over the years, and it's really important to think about this, you know, is, you know, especially people that invest wisely, that are willing to invest in themselves, the people that are willing to invest in themselves, invest in their companies, you know, wisely, are the ones that actually win in the end. And one of the best investments and the wisest investments anybody can do, I don't care what mastermind it is, but it's getting inside a mastermind, and I will tell you, that'll help you weather the storm, you know, when it comes to it, because you're able to, you know, you can put your years ahead, it really does put you years ahead of finding quality people, and I use them myself, and that's really, I'm a living testament of it. I have one for that purpose because I know how powerful it is, people. But I also know there's great ones out there. I've blogged a few, you know, and you know, from there. So that's number seven, is don't panic. You know, number eight, keep communication lines open. You know, keep your messages, you know, on, you know, keep your messages on a marathon, you know, regular communicate with both your employees and your customers. You know, owners need to stay visible and optimistic, you know, for their employees. It's really important, you know, to communicate, open communication with all your employees or all the people that you have working, if you have any, or even your outsourcers, and also ask for ideas on how things can be improved and get everyone on the same page. It's really important. That's one thing we do inside ours. We always have a hard rock thing that we talk about. There's a great book, if you haven't got it, and, you know, it's called The Rockefeller Habits. We use Rockefellers. I've been studying Rockefeller. I've been studying all these guys ever since I've been 12 years old, which you probably saw on the letter. I've been running business, started my first business when I was 12 years old with lawn care, and I took my bus stop buddies and turned them into employees, and I actually turned all my paper route subscribers into lawn care clients, and actually just went to the paper route, or went to the bus stop when I was a kid and literally paid my guys and gave them their places to go and didn't mow, and I literally just delivered papers and just collected checks and then paid. And so, you know, when I was 12 years old, and I've been running business for a long time, and, you know, and I've had employees since I was a kid, you know, but I'm saying that to really just kind of bring up the ideas and making sure you get everyone on the same page. And one of the things that over the years I found is one of the great things is using a lot of Rockefeller's, you know, the way that he ran his meetings and stuff like that. And the one thing we always talk about to get everyone on the same page is, you know, once in this Hard Rock thing, and I'm always getting customer my feedback from my employees about customers and things like that, because it's really important for us to know these things so we can fix them. Sometimes, because if we don't keep it, if it's not in view, we have these things called KIVs. We keep in view. And like, those are things we want to keep in view. You want to keep in view your customers. You want to keep in view your clients. You want to keep in view your employees. You want to keep these things in view, because if it's out of sight, you know, it's out of mind, and you want to make sure that you have them in sight and make things happen from there and, you know, from that. So keep open lines of communication. You know, and number nine is another thing, is you might want, and one thing that's really, you know, kind of think outside the box, and it's like meaning open a new, you know, make a new offer. And if your offer a service, you know, that is considered to be luxury, then introduce a more, you know, accommodating version, you know, make the service available to your customers. And who can't afford, and you couldn't afford it before, you know, newsletters, email blasts, blog offers, you know, new information at no cost to your business. So think about things that you could do, you know, and be able to do to get communication out to your people and to make things happen from there. You know, and number 10 is this. Number 10, you know, your business, you know, well, and this is really important. All right, so, and this is about making investments. You know, the one of the things that, actually, I'll tell you, I learned this from Ted. You know, and I will say, I invest, actually, probably shouldn't say this, but I mean, you know, look, I have a lot more people, and I think I said on the sales, like, okay, there's more to me than there is about the internet. People don't realize that. But the fact is, I do, one of the things that I learned from Ted is, you know, realize that, and this is important to know, because your business is one of your biggest risks you know, so make your the other investments safe and easy. And meaning, like what I do is I invest in this. What Ted does is what a lot of people do is we invest in things that we understand. Now, one thing you need to know about Ted Nicholas, which most people don't realize, is you know, one of his friends that he plays tennis with is the guy that started IKEA. You know, the founder of IKEA is his tennis buddy. You know, so this is kind of conversations that you get into in masterminds because you're around people like this. It's really nice. You know, it's funny because even, you know, getting an idea of what's happening in the economy, actually, I kind of figure it out by looking over at my neighbor. And the reason is one of the guys in my neighborhood and that lives in my neighborhood with me, because we live one, I mean, I'm not saying it's brag, but this is actually kind of cool. Good and bad in a sense, but because you know you get to see this. But one of the guys that lives in my neighborhood, because it's a really, really high end neighborhood that I live into, and one of the guys invented Ziploc. Another guy actually invented the ink on the U.S. dollar, and so he really, when you talk about printing money, this guy prints money. So when things happen, when how things are going on, because you get to see how many new cars he bought that week. You know, and it is crazy. I mean, every time there's a new Rolls Royce, there's a new, you know. New crazy crawl, a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, a, you know, whatever he's got this week, you know, and when you notice that the cars start slowing down, then you wonder what's going on, and so that's why I said it could be good, bad, and ugly, right? So, but I bring that up because, you know, it's a really important thing to understand, is that, you know, you want to invest in things that, you know, in your business is your highest investment, and it's the one thing that you can focus on, because if you go out and look at your investments from a perspective of, you know, if you take your money and put it in things that you don't understand, you're going to spend more time and energy on that. Like, for example, for me, I invest in trees. I understand you plant a tree, grows, right? So I invest in trees. I have tree farms. And why do I have tree farms? Because I don't think about it. I can go there once a year. And, you know, oh, okay, the tree's grown a couple inches. You know, this is how many we're going to be able to get. You know, we'll be able to pull 250, you know, truckloads out of here. Or I know I got to do a, you know, select cut and, you know, make things happen. Now, I'm not trying to offend any people that love trees. I love trees too. We replant and everything else. And we're very clean about the way we do things and stuff like that. But it is something that I'm trying to give you an idea of, things that you understand. Your business is a high-risk investment, so you want to make sure that you invest in those things, and so you can make it safe and easy. Now, you know, and while you might stay up all night working on projects, you shouldn't have to stay up all night worrying about your investments, is my point. All right, and that's a really important thing to help you go through there, so you can have your mind resting on your company, not your mind resting on some crazy stuff that you did, where you bought some stocks that are hoping to go up because they're gonna, you know, or you went out and you did this, and you know, like, oh, you know, hopefully that deal goes through, and then oh my God, the deal doesn't go through, and guess what it does? It makes, because you and your life, your business and your life is a mirror reflection of you, and if your energy is all over the place, you know, your business is gonna be all over the place. So you want to make sure that you're ready for to take that on, you know, and that's really important. And number 12 is like I said earlier, is build your own. You know, your business isn't a real business if you don't have a clear direction. You know, build your map to Rome. Everything you do is building a road to Rome, and make sure that it goes to Rome. You know, one of the things that we talk about in the mastermind is this concept of Rome. You know, because what we do is we're always looking at, you know, finishing roads to Rome. That's one of the biggest problems people have and they don't do, is right now is the time to start finishing your roads to Rome. You know, you've got this thing that you're getting people to finish these roads. Don't go out there and don't build roads to Paris, and you already got, you know, you already established Rome. Now you start creating Paris. Now you're creating New York. Now you're creating, you know, Sydney. Now you're creating, don't do that. You're going to go crazy. You're going to be all over the place. You're going to set yourself way too thin, you know, because you're going to create multiple streams of expenses, not multiple streams of income. You can find those multiple streams of income by digging deep inside your business. That's where the true multiple streams of income do come from. So you want to make sure that you are focused in that area, because you're going to find that it's going to be, you know, really powerful for you to do that. Now, so like I said, is, you know, map to Rome, because everything you do should either make Rome a prettier place or make a new road to Rome. Because if you do that, then all you're doing is you're massaging, all you're doing is you're tuning and you're fine-tuning your business, fine-tuning your stuff to make things happen from there. Because the one of the things that we do, and I'm really clear in making sure and getting everybody prepared for what possibly happens without telling them that, hey, look, I foresee the future, some things from there. But what we really, 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 really like to focus on, and I like to get everybody to focus on, and I'll share this with you guys, is, you know, we focus focus on, creating Rome first. We really, if you want to go, maybe it's time to go, and I don't know if you know this concept of, zero-based thinking, but come to a place of zero. You know everything you know, that's fine. Put that on a shelf, put it away. Now let's start from zero. Knowing everything you know, let's start all over again, in a sense. And let's say, okay, do I have a Rome? You want to create Rome first. And the thing is, because the other thing is, I did mention to you numbers, and I want to kind of repeat this, because, I gave you the 11, right? And I'm going to go over and beyond. I want to over-deliver, like I always do, and I want to make sure, because I love you, and and I'm bringing this up, because it's not just looking at numbers. Numbers are going to help you give direction. Numbers are going to allow you to point what directions you need to go. The numbers that are making, focus on those things, and like I said, the numbers don't lie, the numbers tell stories. You want to look at your bank account. Your bank account's a good reflection of what's going on. It's a good scoreboard. Look at your company bank account. That's a good scoreboard. Hey, are we winning the game? Are we losing the game? Should we make some changes? We should. Or should we not? Or should we keep on going the direction we're going because this direction is really good? We keep on seeing an increase. Because when things are stagnant, it's not a good thing. But I'll tell you, the businesses that make the most money are the ones that when you get bored, in a sense, it's like, hey, and I say this, one thing I found is my most successful businesses I got bored with, we made it simple, we simplified it down to the simplest denominator, we dumbed it down to the dumbest denominator, and we kept on tweaking these little tiny things. Typically I'll have like three main areas inside the businesses, and we're just focusing on those three things, more roads come in, those three things operate, and then and spits out tons and tons of profits. So it's really important to think that, but what I'm saying is, getting back to the thing, is we just, I brought up the idea of numbers, but I also want to say this, when I brought up the whole idea of digging deep, is because we just don't see numbers. We see people that need our protection. And these are your clients. They need your protection. They're going to need somebody in this. So get ready, get prepared, put strong arms around your customers and your clients, and realize, hey, look, I'm here to protect you. I'm here to help you. Don't let them, you don't have to scare them, right? But what you can do is you can get them ready, because people must, and that's one thing, as we found, is when you do that, it makes things happen. Now there's another thing that we do, and I will tell you, I'm really big on it. I want to share this that I think is really important, because we just don't create lead magnets. And a lot of people talk about these lead magnets, stuff like that. We don't create many lead magnets. Really they're often pages, but what we do is we call them profit gates. These are profit gates that open up the profits, and to make things happen from there. And the other thing that we do, and I think it's really important, and that's one thing I'm kind of looking back is, I've never created tripwires. I don't even like that name. What we do is we create red carpets to Rome. And if you can come from that place with the things that I talk about and you start creating red carpets to Rome, then you're going to find that you're going to really do extremely, extremely, extremely well. Now, I think it's really important for you to realize that. Now, I'm just going to say this too. It's really, one thing is to really pay attention is just let the numbers do the fighting for you. Look at the numbers, pay attention to the numbers, and your customers and things like that, because you want to pay close attention and really fine tune, things. It's really, look for the points of failure. Look for, if you've got a road to Rome and you might have some potholes, well, fix them. You do not want your people coming to Rome tripping over tripwires. You want your people to roll out the red map, and you want them to walk through and have the most enjoyable thing, because you don't want them hurt when they get there. You want them to be able to live there forever and not die too soon because of the way you treated them. So you want to make sure, and make sure that, when you go in, because when you're split testing, you're able to rework things, you're able to make things happen to that. And you want to make sure that the more communication that I was telling you about with your customers, the more you listen, the more feedback you get, the better, more we grow on feedback. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't listen to anybody else. Whatever people are saying, it doesn't matter. What matters is what your numbers are, what your business is looking like, and how well you're treating your customers. That's what you're getting clients. That's what matters the most. Nothing else matters. And are you happy? And just never forget about your customers. Never forget about your clients, because that's a really important thing. Because and here's the thing, when you do this, when you focus on building that roadmap to Rome, you're able to really, you can increase the volume. that you get into your pipeline right now. You know, you could start spending more time and energy figuring out how you could do that. And like I said, is, you know, the reason I said split testing earlier, because if you test, what you're going to discover is that, you know, there's a lot of different things you could do. But you know, here's the big thing is, if you know you need to have, you know, a certain amount of deals, you know, to hit a revenue target, then that's what you need to have. And you can really, if you target them and make things happen, because you can really improve your conversions to make things happen if you're testing and make things happen like this. You know, and this is, it's really important, you know, to realize, because what's going to start happening is more and more people are going to start, especially right now, I'm going to tell you this, because people are going to start moving away and move more to looking at online things and paying attention to things, you know, more online now than ever, you know, with that. So start building your group, building your flock, building your tribe, building those people, you know, is really important right now, maybe by offering incentives or whatever you got to do to make that happen. Because, you know, because right now, because the big thing is you've just got to be there. You got to be positioned now, you know, you know, to make things happen. And the one of the great things, kind of bringing up, you know, back earlier when I was talking about, you know, getting the right people in place, I call it my A-team. You know, you got to have your A-team in place. And I've got my A-team in place because you want to have, put smart people around you. Don't put people, you know, like, you know, you have people do the monkey work. I joke around about that, but, you know, you know that's fine. You can outsource that out. But when you're surrounded, you know, because there's like, when two or more are gathered, God is near. And when you want to make sure that you're surrounded next to people that can help you, as an individual, can help you, you know, to help you grow, you need that mind, you know, to make things happen, you know, and you know, put systems in place and services, and do not piece things together. One thing right now, you want to make sure, because the systems you want to build, and you want to grow, and you want to be able to scale, and you want to be able to survive. If you have archaic systems, or if you have systems that are discombobulated or not, you know, pieced together, if you think about this, if we're going to weather a storm in a ship that's put together by pieces of other ships, you know, not properly put together, then what happens? Are we going to be able to weather that storm? The answer is no. But if we've got a storm ahead of us, you know, we want to make sure that that's, you know, we want to go in and double check to make sure that everything's good, that we have extra this, we have extra that, instead of making sure, you know, the pieces aren't going to fall apart, you know, when we're going down the thing. We just want to make sure we have extra supplies and we have manpower on staff and we're ready to go and we have that loyalty from there so that we could go through there, you know, and we want to make sure we plug holes. You know, if we got that roadmap, we look at it from a place of, you know, we're building that red carpet to Rome, and we want to plug potholes, we want to plug the holes, and we want to get people to ride that red carpet, you know, and that's what I said, is, you know, we don't want to take people down tripwires, we want to tape them down the red carpets, down through the profit gates, and let them enjoy the profit gates, you know, as they go through and make things happen, you know, and it's really important, you know, to do that, and one of the big next step is, you really want to sit back, you want to start from zero, and I think one of the best things you could ever do is zero-based thinking. Now, I want to go also give in a little bit more. You know, I was sitting there, and I was studying my notes that I had sitting on my desk at that time. And actually, I don't know if you guys know this. When you're at the, here's one thing I think that is really going to help many of you guys. I'm going to give you a couple little action steps, okay? Because I want you to leave with some action, okay? So number one is, let's get back to zero. Let's go zero-based thinking. You know, get to the zero, start all over, look at your business, look at the numbers, look at what you have and what you don't have. Let's look at the plugs you need, you know, plug at the holes you need to have. Look at, do you have, you know, do you know the roads? Do you know things like that? Start looking at building from that perspective, and don't care about any other place except for your Rome that you're building. You know, except for your customers or clients and stuff like that, but I'm talking about, you know, in your business, is your business, as we've called your business, and I called somebody else's business, so it's none of anybody else's business what the heck you're doing, and it's none of your business what anybody else is doing, because you need to do the things that, in order for you to plug those holes, you don't need to go to somebody and try to find new holes to create. You want to plug the current holes you have and make things happen from there, you know, so that you can weather the storm. But the other thing is this. Is not coming from, not just, so number one is get back to zero-based thinking for a second and think all over again, look at everything, just sit back and analyze everything that you've got going on and say, okay, is this the wisest thing for me to do right now? Because and the storm's coming, are we going to be able to weather the storm? I want to prepare right now. Do I have the systems in place to do it? I mean, are we okay? Whatever it is, what do you need of the things that I talked about? What do you need to get ready? That's number one. Number two, and this is, you know, it's really, I think it's really important to realize in the marketplace, you know, especially because in the marketplace, the one thing that you could do to win is having the, you know, is writing down a letter. And I have a letter to myself. I wrote the letter to myself when I was at the highest peak, at the mindset of the highest peak. I wrote a letter that said, and I actually, the subject line of the letter I wrote to myself was, it was actually an email I wrote to myself. And that, so I save it because it said, when chips are down. And I wrote to myself at the highest peak. So when you're going through these next, you know, 6 months, when you're going through these months and you're looking down and you're having one of the best days of your life and everything's going well, write a letter to yourself and say, here, when chips are down, here's what I want you to remember. Remember this, 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 and this. Because this has been one of the best pieces that I had. So if you don't have anything like that, I think that's really important. Number two or three, I want to tell you, is actually there's one thing that I like doing is, and I talked about this in my book, The Secrets in the Millionaire Mind, it's called the cell phone challenge. Look in your cell phone and look at the people that are negative. Look at the people that are not gonna be able to be supportive. You know, they're gonna be like, well, man, well, the world's gonna be going to hell in a handbasket and da 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 da, you know, like and just like, oh, drowning you in it, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, you know, life's hell, and you know, and that's gonna pull you down and not gonna get you focused. You need to be around people that are positive, people that are gonna say, look, get next to me. We're going forward. We're going to take this storm together, you know, and you know, or people that are going to get behind you and push you a little bit, and some people are going to kick you in the ass a little bit, and some people that are going to, you know, put you on their shoulders and carry you through a little bit, and then put you down and let you walk for a while and then pick you back up. Those are the people that you want. Keep them, you know, by your side, and realize, prepare for it. But I think, but the other thing is, and some of you guys, based on that thing, some people are sitting there, and I brought up this idea of, those are really important things. And I kind of, one thing I'm going to tell you is that you want to make sure, and I know you're going to hear it, but I found one of my notes from a long time ago, it wasn't too long ago, but really realize this, and if you're sitting there like, well, Matt, you know, oh my gosh, you talked about this, and now you're being so positive, and, you know, like, you know, good, I want you, because you need people like me on your side. Because the truth is, and kind of what I talked about is, you know, even, you know, when I brought it up is, yeah, I did talk about some things, but, you know, it did talk about some things, but they also talked about the fact that, you know, there also comes a point when, you know, it is good, it's always good to keep a positive outlook. But if you bury your head in the sand and refuse to prepare for hard times and deny that the economy doesn't have a direct effect on your business, then you're just plain stupid. And that's why I'm not saying you are, I just want to say it. And I really wanted you to think of this way, you know, of it this way, is if, you know, I'm on a cruise ship and the captain sees rough, you know, seas and, you know, and a large storm ahead, I want him to, you know, avoid the storm. Now, if he can't avoid the storm, then I want him to believe that he can navigate through the storm. So more importantly, I want him to recognize the dangers of the storm. And have the unshakable confidence. And I want you to have the unshakable confidence that comes, you know, with him battling, you know, battering, you know, down the hutches and preparing to sail through it. And that's exactly what we've been talking about. You know, we see a storm we can't avoid. You know, and I just want you to make sure that you guys are prepared and we batter down the hatches, you know, of your business so that you have unshakable confidence and that you know that you can get through the storm and make more money while sailing through it. You know, and at the same time while your competition is dying off in the vine, you know, and you'll be the only choice available in your marketplace. Now, because you'll be able to make more money during an economic storm, you'll be one of the last men standing. Because I know, I saw it happen. You know, when the dust settles, you know, and as the economy starts to grow again, you'll be the only choice in that niche. And then that's when you'll get ridiculously rich. And you'll be able to, you know, and because we all want our bank accounts full of, you know, full, and we want to have the internet lifestyle, and we want to, you know, and we want, you know, to make, have these $1 million incomes. I mean, I believe so, you know. You know, you guys want that, but, you know, the fact is, it's the only way is to get out, maintain our goals, and to be aware, you know, of, you know, just accurately, you know, acutely aware of the condition of the economy, you know, we are doing business in, and adjust our strategy accordingly. And the big thing is you got to adjust. You've got to adapt, and you've got to get ready. And with that being said, you know, from my notes, I think this is really important. And let me leave you guys with a really important marketing equation, which I actually used. And I'm going to share with you because I think this is really important for you guys. And this, you know, it worked on you. It's going to work on it. You know, but I want you to think about this in your marketing and advertising. Because if we look at the, you know, like if we can put, you know, this marketing idea into an equation or into a, you know, into some, you know, main components and stuff like that. And some of you guys might have heard this before. This isn't my work, but I'll tell you, This is, you know, I've created many things, but I didn't create this concept, but I wanted to pass it along to you guys because I felt this is really important for you guys to know, because one of the first elements that you want to do, and it's all throughout there. In the marketing, everybody's got different ways and stuff like this, but what we got to do is to be able to really get it to a point where we are the only ones left standing, where we are the only ones anybody thinks about, is we got to first interrupt someone's pattern, you know. And this simply, it's just the process of getting the qualified prospect's attention, you know, and so that, you know, basically, you know, let them know and just pull them in, you know, and to let them know that, you know, you're here, here I am, you know, like just really interrupt the pattern, because, you know, that's one thing that I did with this, right? I interrupt the pattern, you got in, you know, from there. But then you want to get them engaged. You really want to engage. You know, once you got them interrupted, now once you got their attention, it's really, 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 you know, important for you to, you know, to get them engaged and really to help them in a sense and help them in a way that maybe you can, you know, facilitate their decision process. And the third thing is you got to educate them. You know, once you've interrupted their pattern, once you engage the prospect, you want to give them, you know, have them give you information that allows them to make, you know, understand how and why you solve their problems, you know, because that's one of the big things out there is, you know, is educate them and let them know. And then, you know, and I'll just tell you, there is no offer, but if there was any offer, it would be, hey, look, you know, I'd love for you, if you have a burning desire to be around a group and you need a mastermind, you look for a mastermind, look for people, and whatever, just apply. It's totally free. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about that, but then the next thing is an offer, you know. So, I mean, the big thing is you got to interrupt the pattern. So you got to get them engaged. You got to educate them, and then they make an offer. And so I'm just going to tell you that that's really, you know, one of the great things to do, whether you're using this formula. It's a really important formula, and it really helps you, you know, make things happen. It comes down to, you know, because it just really simply is your marketing's job is to interrupt, engage, educate, and make an offer. And I had this in my notes, and, you know, it wasn't in those notes. I actually don't have where I got it from, but this is from my notes, from other notes in marketing that I'm just going to share, but I think it was really good to have it in here because that's exactly what I did. But in the end of the day, I'm telling you guys is, you know, to get ready and really, if you can do that, because everybody thinks that they know that, they know that, and, you know, but they actually don't do it. And you know, because, and I think it was Joe saying in there, you know, marketing's counterintuitive. It's funny, like, oh yeah, I know that, but, you know, like, just because you know it, you got to do it. Like, you know, nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to work unless you do something, right? You know, everybody talks about this whole book of, I used to joke around, talk about this book called Think You're Rich, and I remember one day I was in one of my, when I did this internet millionaire training, and I just threw the book, and everybody's like, what the heck? I said, this book is, you know, just the name. And I was like, look, this book's called Think You're Rich. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard, because you can think about it, you know, you could talk about it, but if you don't do something about it, you know, whether you have, you know, whether you're looking at from a perspective of, you know, I don't know what, you know, there's something for you or where you stand and things, but, you know, whatever it is, you know, whether it's universe or God, but God's not going to meet you. You know, God's going to meet you halfway. They're not going to just meet you sitting on your butt, sitting on the thing, sitting back watching the TV or watching life pass you by. You know, you got to go halfway. And if you go halfway, then I'll tell you, amazing things happen. If you even go past halfway, you know, and you know, make things happen from there, then you will be able to weather the storm, and I want you to do that. So take action. Listen to the things I said. You can listen to this as many times as you want, and I'll tell you, you know, one day when you're ready, maybe you are, when you are, I'd love to get to know you better, and one of the easiest ways to do that is by, you know, whatever, filling out the application and becoming a member. But that's not what this is about. This is about you guys and getting ready for that from there. But I will say that that for the information business, out of all the business, that's my Roam. So if you'd love to come to my Roam, I'll take care of you, and I'll make sure you have a red carpet ride. But put that in your head, and really take the things that I talked about, put it in your head, and get ready for an amazing thing. Because, like I said, when you start hearing, I want you to start thinking dollar signs, flashing like ching ching ching. Here, cash register going off. Check, cash register going off. You know, make that happen in your mind, because when you start hearing the oh my god, life, you know, it's like boom, money. Here, all right, let's go out there. Okay, you be that way, because I'm going out and I'm going to make it happen. And while everybody, because you want to do the opposite of everybody else. And in the end, because I like to stay far away from average as possible, stay far away from average as possible, and in the end, you will win. With that being said, winners, I love you guys. I hope you got some value from this. I mean, even if you got one nugget, you know, and I'll tell you, go listen to this again, and maybe you're sitting there and looking for, you know, something, drop your ego. listen again, because I'll tell you there's some good golden nuggets in here that can truly help you and to get you going, to get you on the right path. And I'll tell you, get ready, because it's about to get fun. And when I say fun, I'm talking about really fun. While everybody's dropping like flies, we're going to go out there and make it happen. So with that saying, strong arms around you. Have a great day.